Okay, and next I would like to welcome the KPFT LSB chair, Robert Mark. Robert, would you like to come forward and we'll adjust the microphone for you? Certainly, I'll be.
Which I did sign up for, and I'll just agree to be last.
Okay, and then go into your chair's report from there? Okay, that's fine, because we already adjusted the other thing on the session. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Okay, that being the case, and because we try to consider everybody's time, the public and the people who come to speak to us, we'll go ahead and take public comment. The first person that we have on a list that was graciously prepared by someone out there, so thank you for already starting a list, is Masood. If you could please step forward. And I'd like to ask, we have seven people on here. Are there people in the public who did not sign this list who would also like to speak? Okay. I would like to ask each person to limit their comments to 90 seconds so that we have sufficient time to take everyone. And if there's more time, we'll deal with it then.
90 seconds is less than 2 minutes?
Too short? 2 minutes? Okay, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for each one. Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Two minutes is fine.
Don't start my time. I want to just welcome everyone to Houston.
Thank you.
We have a productive meeting.
Thank you, Kimmery. Okay, and Kimmery's going to pass this list back out. Please sign the list so we can keep track of everybody, and then everyone gets 2 minutes, okay?
Thank you.
And Renee, he will give you your cue.
Thank you so much.
So that you know when it's about time to finish. Go ahead. Thank you so much. Can you be our timekeeper, Alex? Or one moment, Masood.
My 10-hour battery only lasted 8 hours.
Ken, are you able to be timekeeper? You got time? You guys got it under control. Okay, Renee and Bill have it. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Masood.
And be generous with those minutes.
Let them get a little few warm-up seconds. Okay.
Well, again, welcome. My name is Masood. I'm a volunteer for 10 years. I'm very proud of KPFT. I'm very proud of my contribution during these 10 years. I know Duane can testify to that. He said 5 minutes is not enough for general manager. Imagine 2 minutes for just a little volunteer. It's very hard to explain everything. But I'm going to be very quick. I was here this morning, and I listened to everyone. I know you are dealing with a lot of problems, especially the financial, which is very important. But all of that, what I heard from you guys, it comes back to transparency and how we're going to do regardless of everything that's going on, how are we going to keep an organization democratic? That's the bottom line. That's what all people in the Middle East and North Africa are saying. We want to have the voice in our, whatever it is. In our case, is we have a good station. But don't forget, and let's leave this culture of appreciating one person and not seeing that one person can do it because of all volunteers helping the station. That's one. The reason I'm here is very obvious. I already gave you my letter. You have seen this badge. It's about the Israeli consulate. And let's be clear. They had 4 shows of Jesus. Lord, Almighty, Allah, whatever. I'm not religious, but I get religious on this. But, okay. I was one of the, we don't have organizer, we don't have a group, we don't have a, you know, faction in KPFT. I was one of the first one that brought out this question. And my final question to you is, we need to investigate how KPFT, the one person, program director, can decide, because I asked LSP, they didn't know, program counsel, they didn't know, Duane Bradley, which we worked together for a long time, he said he doesn't know. So one person made a decision that Israeli government have 4 shows on KPFT. We need to investigate, and I hope Wesley introduce and point on the agenda so you can follow this, because 2 minutes is not enough.
I know.
5 minutes is not enough. But we have to find out what happened.
Thank you, Masood.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if we have any time over, people are, you know, more than welcome to use
Fernando Velasquez, more than 30 years with Pacifica. We subsidize the state of Israel. It engages in supporting apartheid in South Africa, the abuses and repression in Eastern Europe. It goes on to have a concentration camp over 1 million people over a year now. Disgusting. And then it goes to South America and trains dead squads, tens of thousands of victims in Colombia. And it goes to Guatemala, over 2,000 people assassinated by the death squad counterinsurgency and the assistance and training and conduction of the Israeli policies in Guatemala. And then it goes to Mexico to help the Mexican government repress the Mexicans. It's not that we're going over there to Israel. It's Israel coming over here, a state that we are subsidizing with our tax dollars. And we resent that very much, okay? Now, 40 to 50 states in this United States of America are ready to go in the brink of bankruptcy in the next year, next 2 years. The listener's cow is running out of milk. We need more listeners. And yet, we are, the trade unions on the attack right now, and we don't have programming of trade unions and workers every day. We have persecution of immigrants every day in the United States, but we don't have programming about immigrants every day, there's an incredible resistance and almost hatred against Spanish language programming in all of your Pacifica stations. And that's very disgusting. That's a betrayal to whatever you think you stand for the Pacifica mission. And lastly, there are millions of people being thrown out of their homes because of foreclosures, and I don't see people in Pacifica paying attention to that. You need more listeners. There's millions of people you can reach out if you do the right thing in your programming. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fernando. Thank you. The next person on the list is William. Thank you.
Thank you. William Hairwagon from WBAI New York. I'd like to welcome all the new members and people that I don't know yet. Maybe I'll meet you all eventually. And congratulations or commiserations to newly elected. And good luck. And it was nice seeing and hearing all this peace and love in your introductions earlier. But I'd just like to point out during our introduction, my friend Carolyn Burden saw fit to make a comment against someone in New York who's here in the room about organizing the transportation, which was complimented by the whole board when it happened in New York last year. Then I'd like to say it's a pleasure to see Ken Aaron again. The first time I saw him was in Newark, and I repeated this story twice here. This will be the third time. He walked up to a bunch of us white people outside of the Newark version of the PNB meeting a few years ago, and he assumed we were all his friends, and he says, yeah, this BAI is something. I've got to get rid of all these black radicals. And maybe you did it, Ken. Congratulations. But we're still around. Even though I'm white, I'm with the black radicals. And then let's see if I can actually get in some real comments here. I hope we get a report out. Or maybe we don't even have to do it at PNB level. At LSB level, we're supposed to get a report out of executive sessions. So I don't know if that applies to the national level. I think we should get a report out about what you people talk about. And I only have 30 seconds left. What to pick? Okay, FSRN. In New York, Kathy Davis mentioned that Robert Knight is doing some specials originally on Egypt, and now when it was pointed out that, you know, there's a lot of other things going on, they recently changed the website, and they mentioned lots of other issues, including Wisconsin. And maybe he's done a good job, and I got 10 seconds left. And what is it that Arlene thanked Amy Goodman for Egypt coverage? This is great, but what about FSRN? They would have been covering that anyway. And now I see they're not even here on the air here today. I don't know. I thought they were on here, but they don't seem to be. So is FSRN gone? Thank you.
Thank you, William.
I'm sorry. One more. Did we pay them the $20,000 or $25,000 we were supposed to, FSRN, because that's why we delayed this meeting 1 month?
Thank you, William. Serene Roberts, please. Thank you.
I have a point of information. If there are 10 people on the list and a 30-minute thing, I don't understand why we're getting 2 minutes apiece.
Because frequently people add themselves afterwards who didn't put themselves down on the list, or someone might want to come back.
But I'm not a math major.
Thank you.
I heard a report. I don't know what that was that I walked into this morning from the CFO. But I just want to say one thing. There are many things I can say about that report, but I only have 2 minutes. Or whatever it was. I don't think it was a report. There was really no information given. Considering that all of you must have served your local board for 1 year before you got here, I don't understand why the time is used on that. What I would like to see is the timeline that the CFO mentioned had been in existence since she was on the board, which she did not create, which she did not follow, which she does not follow, did not follow as IGM of BAI, did not follow as ICFO, does not follow as CFO that you guys, in the last iteration of this board, saw fit to make her. The template that is so much talked about, that everyone seems so confused about, that she herself doesn't know how to work. It seems to me that the person at the top of our financial chain should understand the work that she's telling other people to do, should be able to actually function. So start your training with the CFO that someone saw fit to hire. I'd like to know what the salaries are for all management people across the network. That is not private information. I'd like to know what the positions were advertised for and what they were actually hired for. And that includes the 4 new GM openings. And I don't know if KPFA has a GM or no longer has a GM, or the story keeps changing. Apparently he quit, and then somebody else said, no, he didn't actually quit. He's just on leave. And I don't know. Figure that out. Let the rest of us know. It is listener money. With regard to the chain of command and who talks to whom and who gets information from whom, whether the business manager does work on the budget or the GM does it, that's an internal station decision. But it is important that folks understand that just because you're interested doesn't mean you get to walk up to staff person A and start questioning them. A 24-person local station board does not mean 24 new bosses for every worker in Pacifica. Let's get that chain of command thing straight. And on the subject of unions and what they're doing in Wisconsin, trying to break the union, well, where is Lavarne and the rest of you who were on the PNB in 2009 when you gutted the unpaid staff union at WBAI, which continues to exist in its severely damaged state? So Pacifica, the people who say they speak for Pacifica, need to practice what they preach. I'm surprised some of you have not choked on the hypocrisy you utter.
Thank you, Serene. And just to address that issue of 2 minutes, one of the reasons each person is limited to 2 minutes is because no one actually limits themselves to 2 minutes. And to allow people to finish their sentences, they frequently have to go over a few seconds so as not to be rude to them. So we like to allow a little margin of error. Thank you. The next person, I'm not able to read the first name well enough to pronounce it, but the last name is Holt. Thank you. What is it? Akua?
Yes.
Thank you. Didn't want to mangle your name.
Thank you. It's cold in here. It's usually warm in Texas, but welcome, PNB. Thank you for coming. And we love having great home Texas hospitality, so I hope to meet some of you all after the meeting.
Thank you.
Again, my name is Akua Holt, and I have been involved with Pacifica since college. And many of you probably know Ron Wilkins. That was the person who invited me to come and be a part of the board function. One of the things that it's appalling to me is when I hear this great report about KPFT and you're doing such a wonderful job, et cetera. And we do have a great general manager. I've known Dwayne Bradley when he was a programmer, and we do get along. We like him. We're civil here. We can agree to disagree. But one of the things that I'm concerned about is this sanitized board that we've had for many years, and the idea that people of color do not serve on our boards. In each election, we have very few people of color on our boards. And as a programmer and a person in the community who've been working very hard to get the African-American community, Latino community, become members, each time there's an election, a lot of people who run, they don't get in. And so, in the beginning, it was said that there were certain people who had lists that would send this list around and tell people to vote for. That may be true. But people who just want to participate and be a part of Pacifica, they don't know all those politics. They don't know how people are getting voted on the board. And I think something needs to be done more about educating the public to become – that's upside down, but I think it's 30 seconds. Okay. To become a part of the board process. And lastly, there was a time when we had the Management and Review Committee and the African-American community, some people, this lady here sitting, we were invited to come and talk about some concerns that we had about KPFT not covering Black History Month adequately. And it was appalling that that review committee sat and listened to our comments, and there were people on this board now, they were on that committee, and they did not follow up. And they promised to follow up with our community, and they did not. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Robert Mark, please.
I'm sorry.
I forgot because I'm thinking of you as a chair, not as a member of the public. Walt Bond.
I'm Walter Bond. I'm a retired shrink and social worker, and I've lived and worked in every area that we have stations. So my remarks are aimed at all stations, not KPFT. I think we have to understand truly who our enemy is right now, and it's really far-right talk radio. They're at it 24/7 on multiple stations in most of our areas. We need to combat this with a professionalism that they're not presenting. Many of our university stations are going under because they were not presenting their classroom material. They were presenting just DJs and kind of DJ training in most cases. And yet we have five major universities in our area, and few of those lectures are ever on. We have to remember we have an educational license. And so I think we have to think in terms of programming as our classroom, and that limits the type of vocabulary we use. Some of our stations have gotten off on F-words and things like that as though that's liberal. It's not liberal. It's just uneducated. It's poor discipline. We have to understand, is our information absolutely accurate? Is it presented clearly? Can you name three things that you learned each 15 minutes of our programming? Is our language professional? We're teachers. Consider using the New Orleans radio station for the blind and handicapped as a model. They're running a fabulous station with far more controversial readings than we're using, and they're running it all on 300,000. Our content should be different from all stations in our areas. Our councils general should be allowed to speak, but they need to consent that they will have an hour of taking questions from the audience on the air. Don't limit the councils. Get the questions in. More foreign language programming, but it needs to be comma-to-comma translation. Otherwise, we lose our English listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bond. The next person up is Ted Weiskel. Thank you.
A lot of new faces. I was the parliamentarian for the Pacifica National Board for about a year and a half, nine meetings, and my greatest moment in this whole process was when Dave Furtick said, "You saved us about 3 hours out of one of our meetings in New York City by the work I did as parliamentarian." I have a passion for this organization, and that's why I'm here, even though I got up at 4:30 this morning and haven't slept since. And if I stammer, that's probably why. There are many reasonable people that you're going to hear from during this public comment that sit around this table, and they have some very passionate things to say about the direction of this local radio station, and I hope you will listen to them very carefully. But for all the infighting that we do, I am primarily concerned about saving this foundation, and that's why you saw a draft of my desire to put on two rallies, one in Washington and one in the San Francisco Bay Area this fall. And I hope you will talk with me and talk with Arlene, because she has told me in the one conversation that we've had that she needs your input as to whether you think the resources of this foundation should explore the possibility of bringing in the 150 affiliates, bringing in the 800 stations that carry Democracy Now, and the many progressive groups in this country. There are many that are in the War Resisters League handbook that make it really easy for us to approach maybe 500 different organizations, including the ACLU and many others like that. So I'm nervous about the idea, but I think we can pull this thing off, and it can raise a tremendous amount of money. I would like your input just to say, yeah, let's have this conversation and pursue it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Weiskel. The next person up is Nancy Salbara Naratomi.
Yes.
Thank you. You can adjust it down. Just pull it down a little so it. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. I'll be very brief. And my leftover time, I'd like to give to my colleague, Dwayne Lark, if you don't mind.
Oh, there's time to take some additional people, so that's why everyone's at two minutes.
Good.
Go ahead and speak.
Okay, I'll be short anyway.
Thank you.
I have many things to say, but I'm a little bit worried, concerned about secrecy and executive sessions, and I know you may have reasons that I don't know what they are that you to have them, but more serious problems result from secrecy than from being open. So that's one thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. The next person up actually is named Lena. Thank you.
Hi there. I have been a listener member and a volunteer for a year and 3 months for KPFT. And I'm here just to talk about, I know that there are a lot of things going on in the network, and most of those things stem from financial issues. And I think that there are some things that can be easily resolved through outreach. I really do believe that. I really think that if you can get the word out, on the ground, in the, you know, talking about grassroots and on the ground, and I know that that's some of a term that's really overused, but I really do believe that if you do the outreach that you really need to do and work on that development piece, that some of the financial issues that you're having could just absolutely disappear. Outreach in a diverse way. I think that that's probably for the next year that I work at KPFT, that those two things are going to be my focus, getting the word out. Because I know that if you get the information to the people that they need, that they will give it, they will give back to you. I had a conversation with Dwayne Bradley, and I asked him a couple of questions. I said to him, you know, how far are we away from maybe getting a new station? And he kind of looked at me, and I said, well, could we even see it with one of the telescopes out there at NASA? And he just shook his head, and I said, okay, okay. And I asked him, I said, why, can we, I know that we're not a religious organization, although I've done a lot of work with faith-based nonprofits, and I find it is amazing to me that in neighborhoods that are in shambles, that they can build mega churches. And I go, what is it that they're doing that we're not? And so I definitely think that we could take some lessons from maybe the faith-based nonprofit area and really use it to help KPFT and Pacifica. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your comments, Lena. Now, anyone else who would like to speak who has not yet spoken? I'm not sure the gentleman that you wanted to give your time to. Please step forward and take your 2 minutes. I'm sorry, what is your name, sir?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark.
I don't mind. Whatever I've got to say, I want it on the record.
There you go.
Time starting?
Just adjust the mic so it's comfortable. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Welcome to Houston.
Thank you.
We want to give you the real deal. No fluff, no tough. I like to make an analogy. I'm a former vice chair from last year. And I made the analogy of the assessment I've made with KPFT and Pacifica particularly. And that is, I'm not fortunate enough to have four brothers or sisters that's dysfunctional. So I can look pretty good if I'm somewhat functional. And I think that's what's going on with what's happening in Pacifica. If you have four bad functions compared to one pretty good function, then the pretty good function look like a genius. But what I'm suggesting to you is that if you had some indices to seriously consider the potential of this signal in Houston, the potential of the foundation. I don't want to step on any toes, but I do want to speak the truth. There is still great potential for Pacifica to be the pantheon of thought, provocative thought and action across this country, and KPFT as well. But with 20th century modalities of fundraising and not 21st century modalities of moving into a new concept, and what we lack most from the top of Pacifica to the top of KPFT is not a will, not a desire, not a love, but put simply, lack of a vision. And more aptly, Not just lack of a vision, but lack of the ability to implement and execute it. This little station that could, in the fourth largest city in this nation, in a market that's dearth with thought that is clear and consistently against what most of us stand for, but the people still don't know it exists. Something's wrong, Houston, but more importantly, something wrong, Pacifica. It can be fixed, but it ain't gonna be fixed. We're doing the same thing that's being done. You've got to turn this thing upside down and get some new talent and new vision, new direction, and execution.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Are there any other members of the public who have not yet spoken who would like an opportunity to address the board? Okay, and hearing none, there are 7 minutes left of public time. If somebody would like to take a second bite at the apple, you're more than welcome. Yes, Campbell?
Yes, I just wanted to suggest something in that oftentimes, and I certainly do enjoy people presenting and everything, and I'm taking notes, but sometimes it might be helpful for the board if you had a document that expresses what you're concerned about, because there are only so many points we can get at a time, and this document can be circulated, and at times, while there haven't been such things on the agenda, some resolutions have come out of this body, and some other actions that are worthwhile have been taken. So
it's
not
just... Thank you, Campbell. We're taking up public time. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're going to be taking up somebody else's time. His point is very well taken, and I agree. If you have good suggestions for the board, I do highly encourage and recommend that you distribute them to the board. Are there any? Would you like to go? We don't need to sign up. We've got 7 minutes. It's like 1 minute apiece. If seven more people want to speak,
mine is going to be 36.
You want to take your minute? Go ahead, Masud.
36.
Okay, good. Well, we can divvy it up
if
equitably.
This PMB meeting does not start and forming investigating committee of why Israeli government had the chance 4 times on our KPFD that we raise money, $25, $5, $10, $100 here and there. If we don't form that committee, I promise you, this is going to come back and going to hurt us more. Please consider this as a financial problem that we have. This talks about transparency, about the health of our organization. If it's not democratic, no matter what you do, it's not going to be good because people are coming. I work with Latinos. They are mobilizing in numbers. We had 4,000 people mobilized in Austin just the other day. I work with Black community. They are looking toward the youth of the Black community. I work with Palestinian. They are coming even in more numbers. We have to adjust with the situation. So form a committee, investigate, no matter what's the result. I'm with it. I'm a democratic person. Okay. Whatever the result is, but do not close your eyes on it because it's like your baby is sick. You have to take it to the doctor. It's time to do that.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like a second opportunity to address the board and ask each person to please just take 1 moment so that we can equitably distribute the time?
Hi, William Hairwagon again. I just noticed in the peace and love that came earlier from the board members, Lydia said something, and hello, Lydia. We haven't met, but nice to see you. She said something about it's always great accommodations by KPFT. I'm glad you weren't here last year. We were in a roach-infested hotel.
We've all heard about that one. Out
in Pasadena, Texas, which is the home of the Ku Klux Klan, and in an oil refining area, and with no public transportation. So that, I'm glad you weren't here last year. Okay. And then as for Mr. Dwayne Bradley, who I also met 3 years ago at Newark, first time, Newark, New Jersey, the question about the Israeli representation on the station, it's not about the representation of governments on the station. It's about the representation of an apartheid regime over Palestine, not any government.
Thank you, William. And I'm sorry, go ahead. Ted, right? Yes, yeah. Please. Go ahead.
I
you can adjust that up so it's more comfortable for you.
I run a lifelong learning program, and our offices are one block from here. I offer to provide my facilities for free, or at a very nominal fee, I can't remember, for this meeting. We weren't sure that the weather was going to be as good as it is right now, but this board needs to start planning their meetings and holding the dates certain so we can plan well in advance. This meeting and this location was decided by one or two or three people. It was not decided democratically. They never have been. And as a result of you fluctuating the dates of things, we can't get houses where you can stay and save money, which may be financial, but it's also putting out an image that we have an economic crisis facing Pacifica. And what's really the worst part of this is a Sheraton hotel. I'm old enough to know that the Sheraton Group, and I Googled this today, was involved in killing Salvador Allende. And you can Google it, too. Just do Sheraton and Allende. And for us to be meeting here is obscene.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Holt. And just go ahead and stand up behind her. You'll be next, and then we'll be about out of time for public comment.
All right. Thank you. I guess I want to get back to board accountability because, again, I want to reiterate the point. How is it that the Management and Executive Review Committee of this our local board can meet with representatives from our community, hear our concerns, and say, we'll get back with you, and we'll get back with you on this date. And when we attempted to get back with them, they just ignored our emails, ignored our phone calls, and then just did not address us at all. So I want to know more about the accountability of the board and what the process is, because I still think when free speech radio, we should have a right to be heard. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, is it Walt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And I just want, with Rodrigo, to give a little demonstration. I think that we need the people from the most oppressed, translation, Mrs. Citamos.
Creo que necesitamos la gente que está siendo más oprimida.
And we need the people of the most oppressed to express their opinion.
Que esas personas las más oprimidas expresen sus opiniones.
But translated immediately, comma by comma,
que se traduzca inmediatamente, coma por coma,
into English,
en inglés,
or we will lose the majority of our listeners.
O vamos a perder la mayoría de nuestros radioescuchas.
And we need to do this in Vietnamese.
Tenemos que hacerlo en Vietnam.
And most of the foreign languages represented in our community.
Y todas las demás lenguajes representados en nuestra comunidad.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Let's hear it for bilingual programming. Thank you, everyone who has participated in public. We sure are. We're right there.
But he had 30 seconds more.
Would you like to take that 30 seconds, Serene? Do not let me rob the public of an extra 60 seconds, okay? Back yourself out. Thank you.
Renee's going to be so sorry I could see that time. But, okay, I just want to assign, if the mumbling could stop, if I could just assign a task, since the CFO was busy assigning tasks this morning, I figure we can all do that. Pacifica needs to get serious about its mission. The board needs to get more serious about taking care of the foundation and less serious about taking care of their personal peeves, their petty grievances, trying to level the score for imagined and actual, perhaps, wrongs. You know, get serious. You're using the people's money to do the stuff. Do the stuff. If you don't want to do the hard work on the board, with all due respect, and I've said this before, please feel free to resign. I have some suggestions if you'd like. And Pacifica needs to get serious about its programming. There's been some talk about that here. But, you know, why isn't there a regular death penalty program on Pacifica? I believe most Pacificans opposed the death penalty. I know that you guys have Ray Hill in Houston. I know that we have shows about imprisonment in New York, weekly in D.C., once a month, newly in L.A. for half an hour. I don't know if KPFA is doing anything like that. But let's talk about serious programming initiatives. Let's use some of this weekend time that you guys stay locked in a room doing God knows what. Let's stop creating lawsuits by our behavior. Maybe there'll be less need for closed sessions, which is what I gather you do, because it's legal or proprietary and we don't own anything and we owe everything, so we can't be talking about that too much. You know, let's spend some time at each meeting on a serious programming thrust. Each station should have, if each station has three things it needs to accomplish for the year. Houston and the California stations go after the death penalty. They are killing people all the time. Okay?
Thanks, Serene.
Let's do the work.
Thank you so much. And, oh, go ahead, Otis. Why not?
This is in direct response to what Serene just said. What we've done at KPFT, What Dwayne and the program director have done, every time there's an execution in Texas, for a year we've been doing it on HD. It is now on the air. So we just did a show, what was it, Tuesday?
Last Tuesday.
The first execution watch on the air. We are dealing with the death penalty here because we are, as you probably know, number one.
Thank you, Otis.
Yeah, but we've been doing this for some time, and now it's finally on the air.
And you got to come out to California where we lack everybody.
And apparently, people appreciate it.
And we'd like some diversity in the team that's in the prison.
Okay.
Maybe the prison.
Thank you.
But hey, I don't know. I'm good listening.
So I'd like to thank all the members of the public, both for. Okay. Thank you for being here. We got Native Americans on in a better time slot in LA. Thank you to everyone from the public who decided to participate this evening. Don't worry, Robert. You're the LSB chair. You get your own report time in a second.
You'll get my 2 minutes,
though. You'll get like 15 is what you've got, actually.
I signed up for 2 minutes.
Would you like your 2 minutes separately as a member of the public?
That's what I said.
Okay, then please come on forward then. Okay, and then you'll give your LSB chair's report, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then I want to say one thing when you're done with your public comments. So go ahead.
Just
go ahead and make that comfortable, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment here. As the LSB chair, I had a perspective on the Israeli consulate show, and it's a perspective that was a voice that was shouted down, silenced, nobody wanted to hear. To the extent that you all discuss this subject, please consider it. And that is, and I also, I would like to reverse the circumstances so that nobody get the idea that there weren't some very valid complaints about the show. And I'd just like to say that when Al Jazeera went on the air, if there had been committees formed and protests and barging into our office without making an appointment and demanding that the show be taken off the air, everybody would have said, man, that's censorship. And I was getting, as I was in the frozen north, I was getting phone calls and emails and text messages from programmers who called that censorship. And so we need to have a discussion also on when is legitimate concern about mission programming crossing the line into censorship. And perhaps it might have been at the point where instead of talking about why this program should not be on our air, it fell down into the pit of now let's talk about who we will allow to speak for that community. The other thing is that I share the ladies' concerns about people of color on the LSB. I don't know how to address that given your archaic election rules that you're also proud of. I will tell you that as a member of the LSB, I would certainly volunteer if you have potential candidates to help them in any way I can to learn the process of election, not only to our board, but also to the officer's position in the board. And I think many of us would be willing to do that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark.